Dakshin Vibhag, the southern section of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vibhav Lahari. Vibhav Lahari means the wave of Vibhav, Pratam. There's an outline given in this chapter. What is this Vibhav? Which means the hero and the environment. The circumstance, the place, the environment, the factors, and then people and place. People and setting. So he discusses here, in this chapter, he describes the cause of Bhakti Ras, which we discussed, components of Ras, definition of Vibhav, Krishna as the hero, or Vishai, the object of love. And then all these different, his form, his four sweetnesses, and then the devotee as the ashraya, the shelter of love. Of course, and then udipan, the stimulants or excitants to love. What stimulates a devotee? What stimulates the coward boys? What stimulates Yashoda, excites her, or excites them? What stimulates Radharani and enhances and accelerates her loving affection and attachment? Increases her love for Krishna. Those are called Udipan. Krishna's age, Kumar, Poganda, Kaishor, Krishna's beauty, his form, his softness, his words, his actions, his clothing, the way he's dressed, his accessories, his hairstyle, his garland, his tilak, his tambul, his lotus, his ornaments, his smile, his fragrance, his flute, his horn, his anklets, conch, footprints, places, tulsi, devotee, and festival days. So these can all be udipans to the Krishna. Text 1. Prabalamanya Srayina Shevita Sahajarupena Agadamano Matvarayam Sadasanatana Tanur Jayati. This is before a Vaishnava begins writing some new section, he'll always write prayers to the Ishtadev. Mangalacharana. May the eternal form of Krishna, Aghari, the killer of the Agasura demon, served strongly by his natural beauty, which is attractive even without ornaments, and which is non-different from his very self, remain with all attractive features eternally in the district of Mathura. That's one translation. And there's a second translation. Because the verse is saying Sada Sanatan Tanur. Sanatan Tanu. Tanu means body. Sanatan means eternal, like Sat. And Sada Sanatan, that eternal form. But there's another translation that actually Rupa Goswami is writing a prayer. You can see it as a prayer to Bhagavan, Sanatan Sri Krishna, Agari. Or you can see it as a prayer to Sanatan Goswami, the word Sanatan. May Sanatan Goswami, who conquers all sins, just like Aga, the word Aga, A-G-H-A, means sins. The word Aga, Papagaman, all these things. So we say Agasura, actually, he's a sin demon, right? Putana. Putana Asuri. Putana. Putana means one from hell. Put means hell. So this Aga, this means that Sanatana Goswami, my elder brother, who is like my Shiksha Guru, his Prabhava and purity is so great that he, not only Krishna, he is Agari. He conquers all sins. Because the verse says, Nishevita Sahaja Rupena Agadamano Maturayam Sadasanatana Tanur. And that Sanatan, my brother, he's served by his younger brother Rupena. Nishevita Sahaja Rupena, who has taken shelter of him alone. May he remain eternally in Mathura district. Very nice. And Prabhupada has similar translation. So he's praying to Krishna and his Shikshaguru, his elder brother. Rasamritabdeer bhagasmin dvitiye dakshinabide samanya bhagavad bhakti rasas tavat udhirayate. The second part of the sweet ocean of ras, because this is bhakti rasamrita sindhu, it's amrit. Rasa amritabdeer bhage, bhage means part, is called the southern ocean, dakshin. It describes the general rasas within devotion to the Lord. Asya panchalaharya sur vivavakya girma mata dvitiya tvanu bhavakya tritiya satvi kabidha vyavachar yabida turya stai samgya chapanchami. Let's review. There are five chapters in this southern section. One chapter on vibhav, one chapter on anubhav, one on satvik bhav, vyavachari bhav, and stahi bhav. He's giving an outline here, a summary of it. Atasya keshava rater lakshitaya nigadyate samagri pariposhena panama rasa rupata. The southern section describes how rati, which means bhav, Krishna rati, Krishna bhav, for the Lord, stahi bhav, takes on the form of the highest ras through nourishment by the ingredients of vibhav, anubhav, satvik bhav, and vyavachari bhav. Vibhaver anubhavaischa satvikar vyavichari bi sudyatvam bridi bhaktanam anita shavanadi bi eka krishna rati stai bhavo bhakti raso bhavet. Intense attachment and love for Krishna is called the stai bhav. It takes on a pleasurable nature in the hearts of devotees by the addition of these other subsequent bhavas. Now he's giving some indication how one can experience bhakti ras. Praktan yaduniki chasti yasya sad bhakti vasana. Esha bhakti rasaswadas tasyeva riditayate. Sadbhakti vasana, adunika prakat. The sweet loving mood, the taste for bhakti ras, arises in the heart of a person who has had experiences of pure bhakti in a previous and present life. So if one is a shuddha bhakta in this life, or he's taking birth again from last life, and he's a shuddha bhakta, he's at this level of bhava, then these two are eligible to taste prema, just bhakti ras. In other words, one, in his last life, he came to the level of bhava. Somehow, he took another birth, but he's eligible. So he can very easily, very quickly experience bhakti ras. And someone maybe in this life is a sadhaka, and he's practicing sadhana, and he comes to the level of bhava in this very life. So whether it's carrying over from last life or whether it's eligibility attained in this life, it depends on having attained a level of bhava. Bhakti nirduta doshanam prasnojvala chetasam Sri Bhagavat raktanam rasikanga ranginam rasikanga anganam jivani bhuta govinda parabhakti sukha shriyam prima taranga bhutani krityan yanovatishtatam bhaktanam ridirajanti samskara yugalojvala ratyar ananda rupeva niyamana turasyatam krishnadi bir vivavadyer gatter anubhavadani prudhananda chamatkara kashtam apadyate param. Rupa Goswami Pad says that this rati, Krishna rati, is a very form of bliss. It appears in hearts of devotees who have been purified of all faults by bhakti, whose hearts, in other words, it says here, nirduta doshanam. There's no dosh. Anartha nivritti, then nishta. Nishta, there's still dosh. Then ruchi, there's dosh. Then asakti. purified of all faults by bhakti, whose hearts have become joyful, ladani and bright, samvit. So this ladani and samvit fill the heart with joy and fill the heart with the light of awareness and knowledge. When that bhava bhakti, when that sarup shakti descends from there to here, then we can qualify to taste bhakti ras. Such purified devotees who have developed, they have developed great relish for the Bhagavatam and for association of rasic Vaishnavas, and whose life and soul becomes a profound happiness of devotion at Govinda. They become absorbed in such actions as kirtan, imbued with the Lord's mercy. This rati, strengthened by past and present life impressions of bhakti, then attains a state of relish by the mixing of ibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and vyavachari bhav in relation to Krishna. And then it attains the highest astonishing peak of profound bliss. Kintu prema vibhavadye swalper niktop yaniyasim vibhavanad yavastam stam tu sadya aswadyatam brajet. However, even becoming slightly prema, becoming slightly pleasurable by a slight mixture of vibhav and other ingredients, quickly becomes fully tasteful. So the prema is in the heart, and when these elements mix together, they produce this taste of ras. The special quality of Krishna prema is that if one, that attaining a slight ability to experience different spiritual tastes, he quickly reaches a taste of state of the highest experience of bliss. Rati means increasing in intensity becomes prema. In other words, bhava becomes prema. Becoming more intense in the case of dasya, ras, rati, prema, sneha, and rag manifest. So there, you've heard the discussion of prema. There are different levels of prema. Prema, snan, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anarag, bhav, mahabhav. This bhav is a type of distinction in prema, not to be confused with bhava bhakti. There is sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. So in bhava bhakti and in prema bhakti, when one comes to prema, then this prema goes up the scale, gets more and more condensed, more and more concentrated, more and more experienced. So he's explaining here that as that attachment, that intense loving mood and intimacy towards Krishna increases in intensity, in dasiras, like the servants of Krishna, they experience prema, sneha, and rag. In sakiras, rati, they experience pranaya, sneha, and rag. In vatsalyaras, or rati, is prema, sneha, and the highest level of rag. In the case of Madhurya Ras, like the gopis, they experience prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, and mahabhav. So all the seven levels, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. All these 7 degrees and levels of prema, Krishna prema, for the Shuddha Bhaktas, pure devotees, are experienced in a full measure at the level of for the gopis, the Madhurya Ras. So that's what he's saying. So now he's describing the ingredients of this vibhav. Ye Krishna Bhakta Murali Nad Adya Hitavo Rate Karya Bhuta Smita Adyascha Tatasto Stabda Tadya Nirvedadya Sahasyascha Tegyaya Rasabhavane Vibhava Anubhavascha Sattvika Vyabhicharina. These are the ingredients in tasting ras, the cause of rati as Krishna, his devotee, the sound of the flute are vibhavas. And the effects of that taste are smiling. You smile. You hear Krishna's flute and you go, oh. You go, hear Krishna's flute and you smile, ah. Oh. So that that anubhav, that feeling, that sentiment that follows that stimulant. You hear the flute and then, oh, the heart smiles, the mind smiles, the heart smiles, and the lips smile. Hasya. Anubhav. And the eight symptoms of being stunned are called satvikbhavs. The assistants, such as self-criticism or vyavacharya bhav, where someone says, oh, why am I here? Krishna's playing his flute in the coward pastures, but I'm not there, I'm stuck in Varsana or Yavat. So then they start singing Venugit, feeling, why, oh, the deer are more fortunate than us. We're not so fortunate. The deer, they're in the forest right now seeing Krishna. We're not, we're stuck at home. So these are the five components. Tatra geya vibhavas tu, ratya swarana hetava, te dvi dham lambana eke, tatayavo dipana pare. In ras, the vibhavas should be known as the causes of relishing rati. They take the form of support, a lamban, of two types and stimuli, udipan. So it's very, we can summarize, we did summarize this. But Rupa Goswami, in his description of ras, this bhakti rasamrita sindhu, this is rasa tattva. As I mentioned, he spends 200 pages talking about vibhav. What is vibhav? It's a hero and a heroine. It's Krishna and the gopas, Krishna and Yashoda, Krishna and the gopis. And it's a place. That's basically all it is. Right? It's people and places and circumstances. The flute, the buffalo horn, the rising moon, the Yamuna, the cup of the Kadama tree, the cows, the sight of the cows, the sight of the peacock, the parrots, something you hear. So it's something in the environment affects two Krishna and his associates. And then they express their love and exchange in different ways. So that's all really vibhav is. But yet he spends 200 pages explaining it. So it means it's very deep. It's much deeper than it seems. So I think we'll maybe go a little slow on this and a little more. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We'll continue there tomorrow.